What the word first? This is numeral number one, titles/names of devil. And the first name that we can think of is devil. When we say devil, it means what? Anybody know? Take a guess.
Slander.
That's right. Thank you. It means slander or accuser. And the basis, let's turn to Revelation, chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Can somebody read it? Let's see. Becky, can you read it, please? So the name devil means accuser, slanderers, and of course it represents the job that he does, or the nature, that the work that he does, is that he keeps accusing us before God, day and night. You might not realize it, but he keeps accusing us. So whenever we do something wrong, he has something to be against us, to go to say it to God. And this is, let's look at Job, example. Job, chapter 1, verse 9, 11, and chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. If we look at the example, we will discover that God was praising Job in front of Satan, saying, there's no one on this earth like Job, fearing God and shun away evil. And guess what? Satan say, oh, no, no, no. He's not like that. He obey you is because, what? It's because he desires your blessing. If you take the blessing away from him, he will curse you to the face. Okay, so he always say that kind of bad stuff. Okay, before God about us. The second example is Revelation chapter 13, verse 1-10. Let me turn to that. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13 talk about there's two beasts. The first beast that came out can represent the political group of people or anyone who play politics. And we can see that in verse 5. And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Verse 6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. So we can see that the devil using people to blaspheme, to slander, okay, against God's people. And we shouldn't be like that. What's the end of those people who blaspheme or slander? Okay, we can turn to the end. Is Psalm chapter 41, verse 6. Psalm 41, verse 6. Oh, sorry. No, sorry. No, 101. 101, verse 5. Becky, can you please read for me?
Psalm 101, verse 5. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will put to silence.
Okay. So God said in his absoluteness that those who slander in secret, okay, God will put an end to him. Okay, and let's look at Psalm 41, verse 6 as example. Okay, as example. Psalm 41, verse 6, as an example of what we just read. Psalm 41, 41 verse 6. And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gather iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. Okay? Here described as a type of person, type of people, that he comes as if he was very, very nice. Okay? But he actually telling lies. Say all kind of things like as if he was very caring and whatsoever. Okay? But the purpose of his coming is that he can gather something, knowing how you're doing, and then he goes out and he twists it, add half-truth and half-falsehood, and then tell other people about how bad we are, okay? And we shouldn't be that kind of person, because that's very, very bad. That's just like a devil, okay? And sometimes we, human beings, play the role of devil, slander. For example, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 onward, it records the story, the incidents when Jesus was tempted, right? Bible specifically recorded that the devil, the slander, the accuser, come to Lord Jesus Christ. And when we heard the devil, of course, he's not in good nature, okay? So when he comes, his purpose is not to help the Lord say, oh, you're hungry, why don't you change your bread and change your stone into the bread to help yourself out. That's speaking lies. Basically, he was setting traps to harm him. And then if the Lord did it, right? And he go out to the God, say, God, look at him, okay? He doubted your word. You know, you just told him that you are the son of God, right? At baptism, the voice spoke to him, you are the son of God. You might be beloved son. Now, he doubted you and he changed the stone into bread to prove that he was son of God. Do you see? He goes to one party, say one thing, right? Gather some stuff, hoping that he will do something wrong, say something wrong, fall into his trap, into his words. And then he goes to another party and tells the different things. Okay? And that's the work of the devil. And that's very ugly. Okay. Any questions about the work of the devil? And this third thing, third example in Bible, Matthew chapter 28, verse 11 to verse 15. Let's turn to that. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Verse 11 to 15. Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. Verse 12. When they had assembled with elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers. Verse 13. Saying, tell them, his disciple came at night and stole him away while we slept. Verse 14. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will appease him and make you secure. Verse 15. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Here we can see at that time the religious leader, they actually told lies. And there was basically slandering against the Lord's disciple. The Lord's disciple did not steal the Lord's body. But in order to cover for themselves, they blame it on somebody. But those people didn't do anything about it. They blame it on the disciples. And so also, they misled other people to believe in the falsehood. And they cannot receive salvation. So this is what devil do. And so what we need to do is, we've got to be careful, discern wisely. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. Application. This is application. I wrote down the verses. I expect you fill up the, you know, these things, what we just mentioned, okay? Application, the first one is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. Let's turn to that passage. Proverbs chapter 14. Verse 15. The simple believes every word, but the prudent consider well his steps. Here tells us, the simple believes every word. That means that whatever people say, oh yeah, yes, he's bad, oh yeah, he's bad. Okay, and just look at him as he was bad. Okay, we also need to discern too. Sometimes there's truth that this person, like we talk about devil, okay, he's a slanderer, he's an accuser, okay? We have to discern if what that person say is based on the truth or not, okay? The second is in Exodus, chapter 20. What's the ninth commandment? It tells us that we should not bear false witness against our neighbors. And this is recorded in Exodus, chapter 20, verse 16. I'm sure that you can think a lot of things for applications in your life. And basically, when we just talk about the names of the devil, and then also the characteristic and the works that he does. Okay? Any question about this first section, the first name that devil has? Yes? The first beast, yeah. Some kind of authority. Yeah. Okay, any questions? Yes? Oh, very good question. I'll get to that. Okay. Eric asks, who created devil? Okay. In fact, we will mention that in next time we talk about that. In fact, God, the devil is a corrupted form of Lucifer, okay? But later on we'll talk about that. Any other questions on this, just on this one? Devil. Uh-huh.
The difference between devil and Satan.
Okay, good.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Let's put on study the next name, the devil. Are you finished with this? Right? Finish? Okay. Okay. Satan. Satan is another name of the devil, but it means what? It means the one who opposes. Or resist. Okay? And for example, in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, there mentioned that what this one instance where Zechariah saw a vision, the Lord showed him that the high priest, Joshua, was standing in front of God wearing dirty clothes. And the devil was right next to him, opposing him. Okay, let's turn to Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right hand to oppose him. Verse 2. And the Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?" Verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Verse 4. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robe." Verse 5. And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put clothes on him, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Here we can see that if a person, his filthiness, his unrighteousness, Satan stops him. Satan opposes him in his work too, okay? And Satan's always opposing, do not want the person to be clean, to be justified. And the Lord rebuke Satan, the one who opposed. Another example is Matthew. Luke. Let's say Luke chapter 10, verse 18. Here records an instance that the Lord was telling them that he's going to Jerusalem to die there. And Peter, maybe out of his goodness or something, he tried to stop the Lord, said, "Oh, it shouldn't happen to you." But the Lord, what did the Lord say? He said, "Satan, get behind me." So actually at that time, there's a work of Satan in Peter. And the Lord saw that and rebuked Satan and tell it behind me. So sometimes we have to be aware of that we can maybe oppose the work of God. That can happen. Sometimes Satan can use certain people to make us to do his will, that contrary to God. So this is so important. We have to know the word of God clearly so that we know what to do, no matter what happened. Even our closest friend or pastor or somebody who say contrary to the truth, okay, we have to discern that and not following it. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26, it says that, "And that they may come to the senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." There are some people are indeed taken to do his will. But Lord Jesus Christ knows God's will very clearly. He has to die. He had to sacrifice himself. Okay? And he was not changed because due to fear of suffering. And we had to imitate Paul too. One time, Paul was going to Jerusalem. And the people tell him not to go there. Also, God also prophesied through prophets, saying that when he go over there, he would face sufferings, persecutions, imprisonment. And while the brother was out of kindness, tried to stop him, saying, "Oh, don't go. Tell him not to go." But Paul was saying, "Don't do this to me. You're breaking my heart. Okay? I'm willing to die, even if there's a danger there." So we have to be very firm in the knowledge of God. Stand firm. Okay. So the application that we have is don't be those people who does the will of Satan. And this is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. And the next application that we can learn from this is that know the will of God clearly. Okay? And this is recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 onward. Okay? All right? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Imagine that the Satan has many wiles, many crafty plans. And in order for us to overcome him, we need to put on the full armor of God. And one of the armor of God is the truth, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. We need to use the Word of God to fight against Satan. Okay, and this is recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 onward to all the way to verse 19. Okay, let's go on to the next topic, next name. Are you finished grading? Writing? Finish? Yes? And? Oh, maybe I quote the wrong verse. Let me see. You said Luke chapter 10 is not? Okay, let me look. Okay. Oh, sorry. I wrote down the wrong verse. Thank you for correcting me. It should be in Matthew. What am I writing Luke for anyway? Okay, no. Very good. So thank you for mentioning that to me. It's Matthew chapter 16. You can look at it. Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Okay. Thank you, Ed. Sorry. Okay. Next one. C. Next name is Tempter. Tempter. This is recorded in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. Let's turn to that. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3. So devil is also called Tempter. Now when the Tempter came to him, he asked, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." Okay? So in verse 1, it said the devil. Now verse 3, it said tempter, referring to the same being. Okay. And what can we learn from this? Example of tempting is Genesis chapter 3, that verse 1 onward, that talk about the snake was Satan tempting the Eve to eat the knowledge, the fruit of knowledge of good and evil. And the way that the tempter work is through a couple of things. First, he tempts through our physical sinful natures. Okay? And this is recorded in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. Okay? That we human beings have the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of this life. And when Eve was tempted in that way, that he saw that this fruit of knowledge of good evil, if he eats it, he'll be like God. It's pleasing to the eyes. It's good for food too. Okay? As for these three reasons, he was tempted and he ate the fruit of knowledge of good evil. And second, we can see that whenever Satan tempts, besides tempting through our physical weakness, he always make people doubt. When he tempt, is to make people doubt. Make people doubt. For example, we just quoted Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, that God has said, "You're my beloved son." But then He said, if you are the Son of God, do this. So try to make him doubt if you are Son of God. Sometimes we have this kind of problem to weakness. What we just learned a while ago, right? Let's say we listen to the sermon preached by Preacher Zen. And then after a while, we start, is that true? Some kind of thought came to us, is that true? And we start to doubt. And Satan do that to us too. And so when we cannot stand firm in the Word of God, that's the beginning when we will start to fall away. Okay? And sin. If the Lord Jesus Christ did it, what Satan said, turn the stone into bread, or jump from the temple down, then he was basically testing God. Okay. And the third one is that inspire people to challenge God or God's word. And we can see that from Genesis chapter 3 onward and Matthew chapter 4. He inspired people, gave them the thought to be like God, to equal with God, or to doubt God's word. Okay? So this is what we need to be aware of when we be tempted. This, oftentimes these three aspects. Any questions about the name tempter and its work? Yes, Eric. I'm sorry?
The tempter was there when God created the world, because when God created Adam, the serpent was there. And my question is, why?
Why what? Why? I'm sorry, why? I didn't catch you exactly.
God created the world.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What did God create?
Tempter. Okay. I think I answered you that question before. This is related to the origin of Satan, right? This is your question is, what did God create a tempter? The topic is related to the origin of Satan, which I will discuss next time. Right? Correct? I mean, basically, we say, what God created devil, or what God created tempter, or Satan, or... this is just a name. Okay. So, but I already told you that later on, we'll discuss into very details about where Satan comes from. Okay? Yes? I saw another hand raise up. Or no? Okay. And application, you can think of it. One thing is, don't fall into the traps. Don't be inspired to challenge God. Okay, or doubt God's word, or don't fall into our sinful flesh, the weakness that we have. Let's look at the next one. Finish. D, I mean, E, huh? I'm sorry? I just briefly mentioned it to you, right? It's an application, you fill it up, right? For example, do not doubt God's word, do not challenge God, things like that. You can think for yourself. D, next one is Great Dragon. An ancient serpent. And this is from Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. So if you turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, it says this, he has another title called Great Dragon, Ancient Serpent. And this is to describe the characteristic of the devil. And it's to describe that he was cruel. Okay, because while this woman was pregnant and wanted to give birth to a child who will reign over the nations, the great dragon was waiting there, wanted to devour the innocent baby. Okay, it's very cruel. The next characteristic is he's crafty. Okay, serpent. We know serpent is really crafty, shrewd. Okay. Let's look the next name of Satan. It's called ruler / old God / prince of this world. Okay, these are some of the titles that the Lord gave to him, and there's many Bible verses. And these Bible verses, I anticipate for you to go home, or not go home, after class, during your study time, turn to those passages and meditate upon it. It's not meant to just copy it down and say, here, there's no point. We have to, of course, I know you take it for granted it's true, but you need to check out if it's true or not. And Anna had done a very good thing. She corrected me when I wrote something wrong accidentally, okay? So I might write something wrong, so you have to double check too, okay? I double check what people say too, right? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And also 1 John 5:19. So this is your assignment. When you rewrite it, turn to passages. 12:31. Matthew 9:34. That's quite a bit. John 14, verse 30 and 16, verse 11. All right? Okay, you spend some time writing it. Okay. Please look at the passages. Okay. And basically, when you say God of this world, it doesn't mean really he's the one true God. Okay. It just means that he's the ruler of this world or the prince of this world. It's an interchange. And why he's the ruler of this world? Because when people sin, just like him, we all together, okay, and he's the head of it. So when people sin, it belongs to Satan. F. The next name is the evil one or the wicked one. First John chapter 2, verse 14. And chapter 5, verse 18. Okay. You might wonder how come we had to learn all these titles, okay? Because when we talk about it, so first we need to have a common consensus, like who is devil, and what are his other names, so that when we talk about it, we'll understand that we are talking about the same topic. And besides that, is that through the titles and the names of the devil, we can see the characteristic of the devil and also the works of the devil. Okay, yes, great. Oh, move the podium. Let's talk about another name of Satan, the father of lies. and also murderer. Murderer. John chapter 8, verse 44. Okay? He's the father of light. That's what the Lord called him. Father of lies. Okay? Usually we say father of something, like father of faith. Okay? Or father of oceanography. Or father of what do you call it? Aerospace. Okay? There will be somebody, the first one. Okay? And so Satan is the first one. Okay? To deceive, to tell lies. And of course, he tell lies and influence our forefather, ancestor, Adam and Eve. And the sad thing is they were being deceived. And this is so cruel about lies, okay? Satan is so smart. He used something that is good, God's commandment. That's good, right? But to use a commandment to kill people. So he himself doesn't kill anybody. He used God's word, God's law, God's commandment, and challenge you to do against it. And so when we do it against God's will, God's word, then God judge us. Do you see? He's very crafty. And he tells lies about it. So, you know, we should hate sin, because fell into sin feel like so stupid, because we believe into the lies. Any other questions? There's another, usually we think about lies, we think of what? What do you think of lies? I tell a lie that I do something and we say, I didn't do it, right? That's something, sometimes we think about lies. But lies can be also when people preach about heresies, falsely about God. Just like snake tells things contrary to God's word. What did he say? He said that, oh, if you eat it, you will not die. But God said, you will surely die. He tells something contrary to God's word. And today, remember we studied the doctrine of one true God. Okay? This basis, Bible basis, that there's no other God besides me. What does it mean? He's the first and the beginning and the end, the first and the last. There's no one like him. But sometimes we can hear other many theories about Satan or about theories about others, how to be safe. There's many different ways in this world people say how to be safe. We can, and if we fell into it, we believe in it. But that's not recorded in the Bible. That's not a Bible basis or direct Bible proof. Then we have fell into Satan's trap, fell into his lies. And then he's a murderer. Because he doesn't kill us directly, but he kills us secretly through God's word. Okay? I know, sounds so horrible, right? The work that he does. Does it? Yes, no? Okay. He has quite a bit of lies. Amazed people. Okay. Next one. He's also called Lucifer. Okay, this is recorded in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. Okay? But later on we'll talk more into details this Lucifer in the next session about the origin of Satan. Okay? Next is Belial. Have you heard about this name, Belial? Some of you don't, right? Why don't we turn to 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 15. 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 15.
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 15. Let me change this. Verse 15. And what course has Christ with Belial, or what part has the believer with unbeliever? The word Belial, the Belial, means worthless. It means worthless. It's the same word as recorded in 1 Kings chapter 1, 20, verse 13. 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 13. It means, Belial means wicked, worthless person. For example, let's turn to that word. 1 Kings. Verse 13. And two men, scoundrels, came in and sat before him, and the scoundrel witnessed against him, against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth has blasphemed God and the king. Then they took him outside the city and stoned him with stone, so that he dies. In NKJV, it says scoundrel, but in other translations, worthless persons or wicked persons. These two are the two people who bear two false witnesses against Naboth. Naboth was an upright, righteous person. But these two people tell everybody that Naboth had blasphemy against God and the king, so he was stoned. So it's very cruel. And so Paul, in New Testament, used this word, scoundrel, a worthless person, or wicked person, as the name of Satan. And next one is Beelzebub. Okay, and this is used in Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. I'm sure that one time the Lord was casting out evil spirits by the power of God, but then the Pharisees were jealous of him, and they slandered him, telling people, the Lord cast out evil spirit by the prince of demons, Beelzebub. Okay, so Beelzebub was referring to, in Jewish society, referring to Satan. And you might wonder, what's Beelzebub? Where does it originate? And if you look at 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2, it's an idol or god in the Philistine land. They have a god called Beelzebub. Huh? Double E. Double A or double E? E. Oh. And this one, right? B-E-E. Oh, I need to tell you something. The B-E-E or B-A-A, right? Depend on Bible version, okay? It's spelled differently from Bible version to Bible version, but it means the same thing, okay? Thank you. Thank you for asking that question. So now people know. It can double E or double A. Okay, yes? Okay. What version do you use? NIV, right. Instead of Lucifer, what does your version write? The Morning Star. The Morning Star. Okay, let me turn to that passage too. NKJV. Well, my version said Lucifer, so Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12. My version says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." What does yours say? Oh, King of Babylon. Okay. That's NIV version. Okay. Well, we can make a slash King of Babylon then. Okay. Version say King of Babylon. Okay. Okay. Oh, by the way, Lucifer means light bearer. Light B-E-A-R-E-R. Or the one who bear light. Okay, he was basically, it means light bearer or morning star. Or Lucifer can also mean brilliant stars. Okay, so in the morning, sometimes we can see a morning star. That light is quite big. Uh-huh. Sun out down. Yeah. But basically it means light, the light bearer, or brilliant star, or whatever. There's many words for that. Okay. Okay, I think we're running out of time. Let's go on with other names. I've got to finish this. Ruler of darkness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Okay, also called the prince of the power of air. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Okay. Also, he was called the enemy. Matthew chapter 13, verse 39. Hands up, hands up. Okay. So, do you have any questions before we end, real quick? Don't ask the origin of Satan yet. Next period, I'll talk about it. Okay. No questions? Okay.